all to the winner by unanimous decision, and new
I've not got boxing anymore, I'm retired, I haven't got my best mate anymore, I don't speak to my mum and dad anymore, you know, I don't care if I live or die anymore.
One last push will swing the vote, Hatton's way.
I think it's a huge problem. You know, as a neurologist, we see a lot of individuals that also have psychiatric illnesses as well, and depression is obviously first and foremost.
Poor Harold Graham, I think his chances have gone forever.
From the early age, from eight, I was subjected to some awful things.
Again, on the right catches Harold Graham, and down he goes, and he will not get up.
Most boxers, again, don't box because, like, you know, they have happy childhoods. We have to go even further, like, you know, beyond the act of boxing to, like, you know, discover why this person is depressed in the first place and why this person is willing to get hit in the head in the first place.
Michael bent on the verge of a big moment, and he's got it. That's it. A first-round KO for Michael bent.
If you love me, show me you love me now. Demonstrate that now. And that's what boxers want, to be appreciated after we're done.
It's a very selfish business. You don't share it with any teammates, you get all the joy. So the highs are absolutely bigger than anything you can imagine, but the lows are even bigger still.
Within sort of 5 or 10 minutes, I could see that things were pretty bad, both emotionally, financially, and spiritually. He was quite broken.
No, there is definitely not enough support for boxers once they end their careers.
It's the end of the fight. Tyson's down onto his knees. He kisses the canvas. He punches the canvas. He holds his arms aloft. 29-year-old Mike Tyson is world champion once again.
Be happy. I don't know what happiness is. Is it to be perpetually, ha, ha, ha. I don't know. That happiness, I don't know what that is.